with Sportier's Joe Porter.
Atamaria. The All Blacks hooker Dane Coles has re-signed with New Zealand Rugby and the Hurricanes to the end of 2023. The 34-year-old has played 74 tests since his debut in 2012 and more than 120 games for the Hurricanes. The New Zealand golfer Lydia Ko has shrugged off talk of winning another major title after breaking a three-year victory drought on the LPGA Tour. Ko shot a final round of 65 to cruise to a seven-shot victory at the Lotte Championship in Hawaii yesterday afternoon. The two-time major winner also finished second at the recent ANA Inspiration, but she says she's taking each tournament as it comes.
It's the thing with golf, you know, one day you feel like you have everything, you got all the feels, and next day you don't even know what you're doing anymore. So, yeah, I'm excited for this four-week stretch. It's a great bunch of events, and hopefully, you know, that reflects my golf as well.
Leicester City have reached English football's FA Cup final for the first time in more than 50 years with a 1-0 win over Southampton at Wembley. Leicester, who have never won the title, will face Chelsea on May the 15th. The Wellington Phoenix coach Ufuk Talai says they've kept their season alive with last night's 3-1 win over Perth Glory in their A-League match in Perth. The result puts the Phoenix ninth on the table, 4 points outside the top six playoff spots.
For us to get where we want to get to, and that's to make the top six, we need to win the games that we play. 3 points away in Perth, where we're at, you know, on the table, you know, for us it was a very important 3 points.
And Manchester United have cemented themselves in second in the Premier League with a 3-1 win over Burnley. Roger Federer has confirmed he'll play in this year's French Tennis Open as he continues his return from injury. The 39-year-old hasn't played a Grand Slam since January last year. Red Bull's Max Verstappen has won Formula One's Imola Grand Prix with Mercedes' Lewis Hamilton second and McLaren's Lando Norris third. Meanwhile, the first IndyCar race of the season has begun in Alabama with defending series champion Scott Dixon and fellow New Zealander Scott McLaughlin in action. Both drivers have avoided an early crash which involved multiple cars. Koina Ngāpūrongo, Hakina Kina.